Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Apparently there was just a little glitch this morning and me calling in and the computer picking up the call, but we're here and we're waiting for our guest to call in. So let me jump right in and say Anna's Journey is glad to be back active on the air after having taken some time off to do lots of different things, and it's really good to have some guests lined up. Before I always jump into the show with the guest, I always announce my airtime sponsor, and today that's Ginny Robertson, LLC. Look up Ginny on Facebook. Look her up on the Internet. She has a fantastic networking organization for women, especially entrepreneurs. She strives to connect people around the world with their gifts, their ideas, and certainly giving them a safe place to discover who they are and what they really want to be doing. I also give a live public service announcement out to the Red Cross each year, often several times a year, but especially at the beginning of summer when we start having a lot of unbelievable need for blood because of hurricanes, tornadoes, just all kinds of weather events, but also here, especially in Baltimore recently, we've had our share of tragedies, shootings, accidents. Even in D.C. just yesterday with the multiple shootings, the need for blood is extremely high. So think about taking a little bit of time and contacting your local Red Cross to find a local blood donor event so that you can help many, many people, because even one pint of blood can help multiple people. Appreciate your time and your energy and your effort for doing that. All right, so we're going to be talking about writing today. For those who have listened to Anna's Journey many times, you know that writing is something that's near and dear to my heart, and then certainly there are different kinds of writing, and the guest today is going to be talking about what she does in terms of writing, and it's going to be, I think, an eye-opener for some people, because let's face it, there are a lot of things in the world that are written. Every TV show, every movie, every news broadcast, somebody has to write that copy. And Pat Mason is really doing her job of helping small businesses, especially, to get that writing out, to get the message out, to figure out what it is they need to be doing. And certainly, hopefully, letting people know that there are some really great people out there doing all kinds of really good things. And sometimes, I know for myself, it's really hard to write about yourself. So, if I have a small business, and let's say I need a website, and I need content for that website. First of all, am I good a writer? Do I know what I really want to say? Do I say it the right way? Do I know what the current trends are of how it should be said? It is certainly is something that I like to do, is write, but I also know that I'm not great at talking about myself, and I'm not great at doing websites. So maybe somebody like Pat Mason would be the person that I would go to. Certainly, there are copywriters out there, as I said, for TV, radio, movies, all those kinds of things. But let's face it, today's world is also big with social media. When you go on Facebook, are you simply chit-chatting with your friends and neighbors? If you're a small business, you certainly need to be doing that. But do you have a personal page and a business page? And if so, what's on your business page? Does it tell people clearly who you are and what you do? Are people going to read what you have on your business page and say, oh, this is somebody that really knows what they're doing, let me work with this person? And that's what you want your social media to do for you. If you are that small business person, and I've certainly heard this from some men just recently, they are not good at writing. They have no idea what to put on their website. They put a lot of pictures up, but that's all. They really need somebody to do some content writing. They need somebody who can explain that they can build a retaining wall, or they can put in pilings for a pier, or they can do some dredging, or they can do some other kinds of things that need to be done. But when you go to this one particular website, all you see are all these pictures. He does all this stuff. But what is he really doing? In one of the pictures, he actually looks like he's getting ready to go fishing. He's actually working on someone's pier. He needs that content written in a way, short and sweet, so that people will know who he is and what he's doing and how they can get in touch with him. I'm not even sure at that point when I talked to him, he had his phone number or his email on there. And I said, well, you know, all these pictures are great, but how is somebody going to get in touch with you? So, again, you need sometimes a copywriter, someone like Pat Mason. So looking at her website, she says, writing is easy for me. I really like to think, and in some magical way, the words just seem to flow. And for some people, that is really great. And for some people, it is the hardest thing. It's like scratching your fingernails on a chalkboard. It just gives you chills and fever if you think that you have to write something. And it's really, really tough. Pat sent me some information. She said she's a talented copywriter who's experienced and has led her to her dream job, as well as she has tons of wisdom that she feels she has to share with other people. She is self-employed as a copywriter and also as a ghostwriter for coaches and entrepreneurs. Pat's specialty is her gift of seeing inside the dream that motivated you to start your own business. She takes that insight and weaves your story into the things written, web copy, articles for submission, technical manuals, ghostwriting, and she says she writes books that you need to drive your business growth. So there are lots of different kinds of writing, but Pat seems to have a passion for what she does. So let's see if we can bring Pat live on the air with us now that I've talked all this stuff about writing. Good morning, Pat. How is California this morning?
Hello, hello, Anna. It's a beautiful day. Sitting in my office and looking out at what I laughingly refer to as the green and the blue. I live up in the mountains, and it's just gorgeous.
That is fantastic. It's really great when you can do what you love and do it where you love, and see right out your window all the things that you love. So that is fantastic. While we were waiting for you to connect on the internet this morning, I know when I called in, the computer was having trouble getting my call for some reason. But since we've connected, we were talking about writing. The fact that TV people, radio people, movies, everything, somebody has to write it. And basically, we call that copywriting. And it's one of the things that you apparently do well and that you love it. So give us a little info about who you are and why you do this.
Okay. This all started, the hook in my mouth was set when I was 9 years old. I wrote an essay for the children's section of our local newspaper in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. And, you know, one of those how I spent my summer vacation kind of essays. And they published it. When I saw my name in print, pardon me, I was hooked. I was just hooked. And so from that point forward, I mean, I always found the English composition classes easy, and I looked forward to them. And so throughout my life, I just have had incredible opportunities to do written things, you know. I loved term papers in school and in high school and in college. And you may not know this about me, Anna, but I spent 6 years in the convent. I was a nun for a time there, and I was a school teacher. But in the summer times, we would go back to the mother house, and I would help work on an English book series that was published for grade school children by Ginn and Company, the school book company. And was incredible fun, just incredible fun. So I just have always loved stuff like that, and I think that it became my forte. So when I got into corporate America then, every job that I had, I seemed to gravitate toward writing a manual for how to do the job or, you know, working on proposals. I was always the go-to person to do that. And then I became a technical writer at Hughes. What a challenge that was to write manuals for radar processing, you know. It was a real learning experience, and I was grateful for it. I just think it's been a lovely experience for me. And, you know, you hone your art and you become good at it. I love words and I'm good at it. What can I say?
Well, that's what you say, actually, because one of the things I was just talking about was the fact that just because you're in business doesn't mean that you can write or that you like to write. One of the gentlemen I was recently talking to, and I was mentioning the fact that I was going to be interviewing you, and we were talking about our website. He has probably 100 pictures on his website. No content, no text. He doesn't like to write. He doesn't like words. He doesn't read well. He figured these pictures told everybody what he did. Well, in several situations, you can't really tell what he's doing. In one picture, it looks like he's going fishing. Well, what he does is works on people's piers in the water, putting in pilings so they can tie up their boats and those kinds of things. But just from the pictures, you don't know what he's doing. And he said, you know, I probably need a writer. Yes, hello. I said, you know, Harold, I was looking for your phone number or your email, and they're not on your website either. He said, you're right. I said, how are people supposed to contact you? You know, something as simple as that. And, of course, hopefully, now that he has added a couple of things at least, some tags on the picture and his contact information, he may have a better summer than he ever expected. But it's amazing that we all take writing for granted.
I know a lot of, and I know a lot of people grunt over it. They just are constipated over how do I get my ideas out. And for me, I mean, I sit down, I think about things before I start writing. And then something miracle, miraculous happens. I put my fingers on my keyboard, and it's like the ideas flow down my arms, and out it comes. You know, the first rough draft is oftentimes the only draft, but
that's great.
Yeah, it is.
It's
very
not always easy talking about yourself. You know, I even had my granddaughter sitting here the other day. She was getting ready for her annual review at work, which she's done now for 10 years. And she said, I was sitting there trying to figure out how to say this without sounding like I'm bragging. And I said, you know, when the boss says to you, we need everybody here to do what you do because you're doing it right and you're doing it well, you need to put it in writing. What are you doing?
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
I don't want to brag. Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, may I do a brag, Anna? May I do a brag?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I ghost wrote a book for a life coach a couple of years ago, and it was picked up by Oprah's book club.
Yes. Woohoo.
That's
very
my
good.
Bag.
That's
yeah, I
great.
Have a special skill in writing copies for life coaches that requires a psychological or a self-help or a metaphysical basis. And I can write the book so that it looks like you've done it, but you don't have the time. So what the coaches do is they tell me what their key points are that they want to make, and I weave them into their book. And then I also take those same materials and I create workbooks to go along with the book. I create training curriculum. I create blog posts to handle the marketing for it. And it's all done with 100% confidentiality so that nobody would ever know that I'm the person behind it, the brains, shall we say.
And, you know, that again, Pat, is something special about you. Most people want their name on the cover. Most people want to be up front. They may not know how to handle it. They may not know how to do it, but they want to be number one. They want everybody to know. And you are definitely a special kind of person who is willing to remain behind the scenes.
You know
that it's your skill. You know that it's your talent. The Lord has blessed us with words.
Uh-huh.
And you're willing to do all this writing and never really say what the name of that book is that Oprah has probably sold 100,000 copies of. I hope you were paid well for that.
Actually, that was one of my initial writings, and I didn't consider that aspect of it. I do now.
But, again, it was a learning lesson.
Oh,
and
yes.
And I think that's another piece of being a writer, whether it be a copywriter or an author, is recognizing the talent and the value of it, getting paid to do what you do.
People don't realize how much time goes into the research and the writing and the rewriting that it takes to do a book. I mean, it is hours and hours and hours, you know, maybe 200 hours. And that has to be compensated. It doesn't just happen. So if you tell somebody, you know, it can cost you anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000 to write a book, they suck in and it's like, oh, dear. But, you know, think of the time involved. Think of the talent.
But think of the 100,000 copies that Oprah sold.
Exactly.
So, yes,
I enjoy the writing that I do, Anna. It's been a lot of fun for me.
Well, that's the other piece of the payment: is does it feed your soul? Does it make you feel good? Does it make you happy?
Yeah. I you know, before I was a writer, I owned my own virtual assistant business, and I used to refer to myself then as the behind-the-throne whisperer. I specialized in helping
I like that.
Yeah, and I really like helping other people to shine. It isn't that I don't shine. I can do public speaking and get out there with the best of them, you know, and have. But I just prefer the behind-the-scenes place, and I do the same thing with my writing. You know, it's like you get up on the stage and you talk about your book, and I'll applaud you from the back of the room.
And there again, as I said, that, in my opinion, makes you and many, many, many other copywriters special people. Because let's face it, even Hollywood, for many years, did not really promote and support and whatever, recognize the writers. It was
mm-hmm.
always whoever, you know, the male lead and the female lead and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and maybe even the producer or the director. It's only been in the last couple of decades that they now have all these awards who are seen on TV, and even then, some of them are only barely mentioned on the Emmys or the whatever shows with all the awards. Oh, yeah, by the way, Thursday night we had a dinner and we gave out the Writers' Awards. Yeah, without the writers, nothing else happens. Nothing else. And I've said that to some kids recently at school. I don't care if you want to build a house. You need to be able to draw it either on the computer or on paper first.
Uh-huh.
You know, mm-hmm. this vision of this house you're going to build doesn't just pop up. It has to have a blueprint. You have to do some kind of writing, some kind of measuring, some kind first. Nothing else happens until it's written, until you can actually see what you're doing. And they were like, yeah, you're right. I know. So, what would you want people to hear from today's show? Who would you like to call you to do what? Are you ready to do a book for somebody? Are you ready to
yes.
do a website? What are you up to? What would be your hope?
I would love a book project. I absolutely adore writing books. I have, you know, three or four hefty books under my belt, including my own, and I just think that is one of the most fun things. And for me, the way it happens is I talk to the person who wants the book written, and they're like, well, I don't know exactly what I want it to do, but it should have this, 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 and this in it. And I'm not sure exactly how to say that, but, you know, so as they're talking, Anna, the table of contents is forming in my mind. I hear all that as the table of contents, and I'm writing it down as I'm speaking with them. And so at the end of our little conversation, then I say, well, I think I know what the table of contents should be. Here are the chapter titles. And I usually try to put at least 10 chapters in each book, you know, and I read it back to them and they're like, oh, yeah.
You're right.
You got the essence of it. And so, and then what I do is I take chapter one and I say, all right, here's chapter one. You tell me the key points that you want me to include on this chapter. And, of course, I know who their ideal client is, so I'm writing to that client when I write. And then I write the first chapter, and I learn a lot with that first chapter because when I send it to them, we always call it the first rough draft, and they have absolute right of refusal. And that refusal seldom happens, but, you know, then they tweak it and they say, oh, no, you need to get the perspective a little bit more like this. Or so I fix that first chapter, and then that sets the foundation for the rest of the book. So we go through the same process chapter by chapter by chapter. You know, they tell me the key points. I write them in. I make sure that it's pointed at their ideal client. And, you know, within a very short time, you know, based on the hours that I have available to put in, they have a book. And then, luckily, I have a partner who does book design. and she's phase two of the project. So she designs the book, and then we get it into publication for them.
And that's always a good piece of the puzzle, too. I have a small writers group that I participate in. It's been almost a year, I guess. And fortunately, two of the other writers have managed to publish this year besides me. And we only have, I think, six or seven people in the group. So when you think three of us have published books this year, you know, to me that's huge. It is amazing.
It is
amazing when it develops. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if people would like to see a sample of my book writing, I have a little tiny book that I wrote last year called Welcome to the World, Baby God, The Earth Experiment. And it's the story of the birth of a child who brings along an angel to remind the child of what it knew before it got here and how to make its way through life. It's about a 50-page book, and it's out on Amazon if anybody wants to take a look at it as a downloadable.
It's a long title, so give that to us again. Welcome.
Well, the title is Welcome to the World, Baby God. The subtitle is The Earth Experiment.
And it's about a 50-page book, and it's under your name, Pat Mason?
Matson, M-A-T-S-O-N.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Matson, M-A-T-S-O-N. Uh-huh. So that's one book that you have. What other books do you have?
Well, I wrote a book in 2006 that I really would love to rewrite someday, because it was my first effort, and, you know, you learn a lot from the first one. It's called, are you ready for this? My Cats Have Seen Me Naked. How I Achieve.
I cannot imagine a cat person not wanting to buy that book.
Well, it's actually, the book is about self-acceptance and self-love, even if your body doesn't look like a model.
Well, most
I learned
of us
to love
don't look
myself.
Like a model.
Yeah, well, you know how women torture themselves over appearance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's most sad, and my book addresses that, and it addresses, you know, a better way to think about it. So that's out there on Amazon also.
Okay, and then do you have another book out there somewhere?
Not that I've written, no. No,
okay.
The other books written were ghost written for other people. I wrote a book about how to make your way through the IRS if you have tax problems, which is totally different. I have a tax attorney who gives it away in his tax practice. And then I wrote a book about being a divorced father of two girls. Interesting. I wrote a book for a life coach about, you know, life lessons and how to get out of the traps that your mind creates for yourself. So I write on all different genres.
That was my next question, was do you stick to one genre? Because even on my last snow day here, which was back in March or so, I spent the day just reading vocabulary lists for kindergarten, first and second grade, because I put out a new children's book. And, of course, you have to use their vocabulary level. And it's not easy. Everybody says, oh, write a kid's book.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's got to be on the kid's level.
Yes.
It was not
easy. You have to put a hobble around your own vocabulary to do that.
Well, the first children's book I ever wrote, I just sat down and wrote it, beginning to end, boom, 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 boom. But then I had to go back and change the vocabulary. And I had to say, wait a minute, this makes sense to me, but the kid's not going to know what this is. So do you have that problem with some of the people that you write for? Because, like you said, you need to know their target audience, so you need to have the right vocabulary. You need to be able to target the right words. Because certain coaching and certain businesses certainly have their own language sometimes. That's part of your research, I would assume.
Well, yes, to somewhat, Anna, because most writing out there should really be at an eighth grade level for the general public to get it. I have been told my vocabulary is too big, you know. It's because I'm a word maniac.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and so
I
have
four.
To sort
Go
of
ahead.
Dumb it down. No, I have to.
Yeah,
I have to.
And you hate to say that, but you do. You hate
yeah,
to
I
say
know.
It that way, but that's what it amounts to. Because actually, most of us are on fifth or sixth grade level. Some of the online sites only want fifth or sixth grade level. I mean,
right.
I got a job, I guess it was in January, and they said seventh grade level, and I said, woohoo, I can use some bigger words, you know. It's really kind of strange, you know. So, Pat, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, my website is Pat's Right Mind. Unfortunately, there's no apostrophe in there, as there ought to be grammatically, but it's PatsWrite. MIND.com, and the email would be pat@patsrightmind.com, or they can call me directly. My phone number is 909-867-2413. And I would really love to get to know your listeners and what their projects are and help make their dreams come true, because I can turn their ideas into sellable products. And
that
it makes
is really good. Wow, that's great.
Lots of money.
So let's repeat your phone number. On the radio, you always need to repeat. So the phone number again, 909.
Yes.
867-2413. Okay. And people do know usually that when they're listening to the shows, they are recorded, so they can always go back and listen if they do miss that special piece of information. Pat, I know on your website you have a newsletter. Anybody can sign up for that? Is
yes,
that correct?
Anybody? Yes, they can. And interestingly enough, this year I'm writing a book on motherhood. Now, not motherhood in the general sense, motherhood of how you can give birth to your ideas. So each chapter in the book tells you a little bit more about that, and I write one chapter every month with links to the previous chapter so you can read them all. So it's a very fascinating, easy concept, I think.
It's a neat concept, because one of the ladies in my writers group has had her own online business for about 15 years or more. And she wrote a newsletter every month, and it had tips and whatever about the business. Well, she retired last December, and one of the things we convinced her to do was to get some tips and whatever and put it together and make a book.
Yeah.
So she now has this how-to book. It's already written. She already wrote all that stuff. She hired an illustrator to illustrate it, and she had her book.
Isn't
you know,
that great?
Why not write a book about your business, about your passion, about who you are and what you do, especially if you want people to understand what it is that you do. Because, as I said at the beginning of the show, most people never thought about hiring a copywriter. Most people have never thought that that would be something they would benefit pay a professional to do for them. And that's a shame, because it can make a huge difference in who you are, what you do, the clients, customers that you attract to your business, who will then know and understand what it is you do. And when it comes to the technical stuff, let's face it, none of us like that part. You know, before I retired, I actually wrote a manual for my desk to cover all the things that I did.
Right.
And, you know, people are like, you're kidding. It's like, no, this is what I have been doing for the last 3 years. This is what it takes day in, day out. And it's like, oh, my God, they replaced me with three people. I love that part of the story.
Yeah, what a compliment to you.
Yeah, I mean, well, they just kept saying, oh, well, you can do this and you can do that. And, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So the technical manuals can make a difference. They can make a huge difference. And nowadays, a lot of businesses, you have to have certain technical manuals to meet certain qualifications.
Yeah, if you're contracting to the government, it's a must, an absolute must. And I have done those, so it's kind of cool.
Very good.
There's one thing that if you hire me as a copywriter, you also get my mind that goes along with it. I'm an idea generator. I'm the eldest of five children, and my mother leaned on me for, how do you think this ought to be solved? And as a child, it just stretched me way beyond my limit. But here I am now. You come up with a problem, and I can come up with five solutions for it. So brainstorming with me as your writer along the lines of your business is a huge help to your business.
And, you know, it's so funny because we've only connected on Facebook and online and have yet to meet face-to-face, and that might change maybe this year.
Yep.
But
yep.
We are so much alike, it is almost hysterical, because I have that same situation, and one of the other writers that I encouraged to actually publish last month, we have been brainstorming, and she and I are getting to dinner tomorrow night because she has now come up with some ideas of what I should be doing now that I've given her all these ideas of what she needs to do next. And it is just hilarious the way my life makes these right turns, left turns,
hey,
out into left field sometimes. But it all does come together.
That's true. That's true. Well, you know, Anna, it has been a great privilege to be on the show with you and to share ideas. And you've been most generous in your applause, and I appreciate that.
Well, I like words, and I like people who like words. And I love when people start recognizing that there are people like you, and I have another friend, Michelle, who gave a speech last Monday about what she does, similar to what you do. And it's like, oh, my. And you see all these light bulbs going off around the room. Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, yes, we need to do this. And it's like, yes, people, there are people out here like Pat, like Michelle, who can read and write and really make a difference of who and what you do. And we need to recognize that. We really need to move that whole industry, I guess you call it, or business forward, because we need people like you. We need the idea generators. We need the words to come together. We need to make a difference. And as I always say, it feeds my soul. And that's why I do the radio show. It's a lot of words in a short period of time, but it can make a huge difference. Thanks a lot for being on Anna's Journey, Pat. The link to the replay should be live probably in about 5 or 10 minutes after we end the show, and then you can post it and people can listen to the replay. I will certainly post it on my social media. Blog Talk Radio also spreads out the links to the shows. So hopefully, God willing, there will be some people calling you and saying, hey, what can you do for me? Because I think on your website there was also something about calling and make an appointment to have a chat with you to see how or if you can work together and make a difference.
Right.
Thanks a lot
yes.
for being on Anna's Journey. Take care. Have a great day. And maybe we'll be in touch about whether I stop by San Bernardino in October.
Yeah, I'd love to see that and meet you, Anna.
Yeah, my train trip is falling together, so God willing,
and the
money keeps going into the bank, I am going on this train. I'm hoping to be able to afford to stop here and there. But if the money doesn't come together, then I get on the train and I take a very long train ride. But I'm going. I have told my doctors I'm going, so we'll see. You take care and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. This has been Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio, and we have been talking with Pat Matson, M-A-T-S-O-N, and it has been fantastic to hear about Pat's writing, copywriting, websites, journals, books, ghostwriting, all kinds of things that can help make a difference. Take care and have a great day. Don't forget to look up Ginny Robertson, G-I-N-N-Y, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, Ginny Robertson, LLC. She has a fantastic networking group on Facebook for people really around the world, and then locally for the paid membership group. She really does endeavor and strives to connect women with their gifts, their ideas, and helps create community. For many years, it was On Purpose Networking for Women. It is now On Purpose Woman Community. It is fantastic, and I'm hoping to line up an interview with Ginny. On Purpose Woman Community. Take care and have a great day.